USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
Believing in what makes this country great and getting back to what our founding fathers represented.
One voter explaining why he plans to vote for Ted Cruz. They're getting behind their presidential candidate in Grand Rapids. Hundreds gathered at the Deltaplex yesterday to rally for the Texas senator. Hillary Clinton says she will reduce racial violence as president. In last night's CNN debate in Flint, Michigan, Clinton said the country needs better policing to make sure there's respect between officers and citizens. She said she'll do things like add body cameras so police are held accountable. Bernie Sanders remarked that as president, he'd direct the Department of Justice to investigate the deaths of people who are under arrest or in the process of being arrested. Tributes are pouring in for Nancy Reagan. The 94-year-old former First Lady died yesterday at her California home. She'll be buried at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, where her husband of more than 50 years was buried in 2004. North Korea is threatening to launch nuclear strikes at the U.S. and its military bases in Northeast Asia. The threat comes as the U.S. and South Korea begin one of their annual large-scale joint military exercises. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, is this the right price on paper?
Yes, it is.
That's low.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on the office items you use most.
How do you know what my office uses most?
We have low prices on pens, coffee, pencils, tech products, ink, and paper.
You do know what we use most. You're like a psychic.
Well, that's just what I see in your cart.
Oh, right.
Go to Staples for everyday low prices, plus special deals for even more savings. Make everyday low prices happen. Make everything for your business happen. Staples. Make more happen.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1. But if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
For Donald Trump, the unwelcome comparisons continue. Conservative radio host Glenn Beck and comedian Louis C.K. both likened the Republican presidential frontrunner to Adolf Hitler over the weekend. HBO's Bill Maher tried to make the case that the two sound just alike in the way they speak. Saturday Night Live piled on with racists for Trump skit, and Trump didn't score many points online with something that happened at a rally in Orlando Saturday.
I've never done this before. Can I have a pledge, a swearing? Raise your right hand.
Trump told the crowd to repeat after him that they will vote for him as president. A picture tweeted by reporters shows reporters all raising their right hand, pledging their allegiance to Trump. He told them they couldn't break their pledge or bad things would happen. As many pointed out online, it looked similar to the scenes of Hitler addressing crowds and performing the Nazi salute. Trump told the crowd they now had an obligation.
Don't forget, you all raised your hand, you swore. Bad things happen if you don't live up to what you just did.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
An economic expert sees big trouble with Donald Trump's tough economic talk. Former Money Magazine writer Jordan Goodman says there's a problem in Trump's plan to bring back jobs to America.
Main problems I see with Trump's policies are that we would get into a trade war around the world. If he put these huge tariffs in, they would immediately retaliate with also huge tariffs. Trade, which has already been weak, would go down even further, and it could cause a worldwide depression.
Goodman says the GOP frontrunner needs to have a more realistic worldview and stop giving the voters the red meat that always gets dished out during primary season. Goodman also remarked that he'd like to see more specific economic proposals from the GOP frontrunner. Former Money magazine writer Jordan Goodman thinks Donald Trump needs to outline his economic proposals.
Trump talks about overall things that sound nice. Make America great again. This is going to be terrific. That's going to be wonderful. But there really aren't specific.
Goodman sees problems if Trump tries to roll back Obamacare.
I mean, Obamacare, you might not like it, you might not like it, but it's well entrenched in the system now. We've had this since 2009, 2010. And to kind of uproot it would be incredibly difficult for the healthcare system, which has gone through a lot of transition to get this in there.
A very small number of companies control more than half the corporate profits in this country. A USA Today analysis found that fewer than 30 companies of more than 460 on the S&P 500 index were responsible for bringing in that money in 2015. That's down from more than 50 the year before. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Local weather here today at HuntertonChamberRadio.com for our Flemington area. Today's sunny, high may reach 60 today, warming up. Tonight, increasing clouds, low in the 40s. Sunny on Tuesday, high near 67. Cloudy on the overnight, low in the 40s again. Same thing. Wednesday should be the warmest day of the week. High could be 70. Clear on the overnight, low in the upper 50s. Chance of showers on Thursday, however. Otherwise, partly sunny, high near 70. Cloudy overnight Thursday night, low in the upper 40s. Sunny on Friday, high near 61. Rain possible coming again by the weekend, Friday night and into Saturday. Slight chance of showers. 44 degrees outside our studio. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Hey, welcome to the table here at HuntertonChamberRadio.com, Chef Bill's Table, coming every Monday around this time. Talk about cooking, food, entertaining, family meals, anything else that might show up during the week. It looks like the weather's breaking, although a lot of rain in the western part of the country and even still some snow. We've got the guess we've got to get rid of that drought over there, so suffer a little bit now, but hopefully it bodes well for the summer. We had trouble this winter with produce out of California, but at least they're finally getting some rain there. So what are we doing this week? Okay, food celebrations, of course. Today is cereal day. We talked about breakfast last week. So if you're tempted to try a cereal, I know I used to like to mix several kinds together, and especially the sugary ones, almost too much sugar. So take a little bit of those and do it, mix it with a nice whole grain. Of course, there's operations now that just serve cereal. Pretty cool. Some of these single product restaurants are opening up. The one that just does macaroni and cheese, one will just do cereal, one will just do fried chicken sandwiches. It's like the original quick serve, I guess. I don't want to call it fast food because some of this stuff takes time to prepare or at least get ready to serve. I guess it's quick serve, right? They're ready when the guests want it. But it seems to be focusing on a single product might be back the way to go instead of trying to do everything. Oh, what else is coming up this week? Let's see. Crab meat is on the 9th. And crab meat, because of a good supply now, you should have seen prices drop drastically in the last few months for the pasteurized lump and jumbo lump. Good production worldwide, I guess so. When there's a lot out there, or when it's not scarce, then prices get pretty good. Handy product to have, too. It's, you keep it refrigerated. Once you open the container, of course, fairly quick shelf life, but something to, you know, keep in the fridge all the time and to make up a quick omelet, if you like, for either breakfast or lunch or a frittata. A little bit of crab meat in there. We're going to try the Crab Louie, an old dish from the probably the 60s. And it's the dressing. We found we take our cocktail sauce and mayonnaise and mix it together. And the proportion, we tried it with 4 parts to 4 mayo to 1 cocktail sauce. Some recipes just call for a little horseradish and chili sauce with the mayonnaise. Some, you know, I've seen recipes with green olives, which doesn't really do much to it. Sometimes some scallion, but we thought the cocktail sauce is good. It's got the horseradish, got lemon, a little bit of heat to it. So this the crab meat, I mean, obviously, unless you're going to get live crabs and cook them yourself, which would be, ideally that would be nice, but the convenience of cooked crab meat is out there. And so we chose to use the baby iceberg and kind of hollow it out and put the crab meat in the head of lettuce itself. Of course, you can chop it. It could be set up almost like a Cobb salad. We've done the restaurant at Jake's, the lobster Cobb, which we'll bring back as soon as lobsters get plentiful again. The crab will be a nice alternative. Some asparagus, which should be coming around now. See prices down on that. Some steamed chilled asparagus, hard-boiled egg, tomatoes we're using now. The grape tomatoes we find are nice all the time now, and some avocado. And you can arrange this however you want. Dressing could be on the side, and so you've got egg. Some places might even do a deviled egg, which would be kind of cool. Although it might be a little too much mayonnaise for the dish, but deviled egg, or even for a snack, make crab meat deviled eggs and put those on a salad instead of just the lumps of crab. Make a crab deviled eggs and serve them with the salad. So ways to tweak that a little bit. But anyway, we'll look for that for a special relatively soon. And then the 12th, 11th is Eat Noodles Day, and the 12th is scallops, and scallops and pasta are kind of a good match. Remember, when you're buying scallops, look for the dry ones, the ones that are processed. Although they may seem cheaper, they do retain a lot of liquid. And I guess if you were going to make a soup out of them or something, then maybe that would work out. But you really want the dry scallops. And they're still fairly expensive, but you don't need much. You need a little bit. Make a nice risotto. We do it at the restaurant with a spinach and mushroom. Of course, you could do other types of risotto, especially if you still want to play with some winter squashes, makes a nice risotto. We're doing now with seafood a quinoa pilaf, and that might work simply because if you have a small, if you want to make sure you're getting protein, a small portion of scallops with the quinoa, we make the boil the quinoa, rinse it and boil it, and then we season it with some soy and garlic and ginger, almost like a stir fry. And we have diced vegetables in it. So you have your maybe some green beans, some peppers, maybe a little broccoli or some squash. But you mix the vegetables, soy, garlic, and ginger into the quinoa. So you'd cook the vegetables, and as I say, dice them very small because quinoa is a very, very small grain. And do them kind of like a stir fry, and then fold them in. And it's all seasoned nicely. We'd served it with seared tuna this weekend. Did very well, and put a little wakame salad on the side. Bring that sesame and a little bit of crunch into it. So scallops, crab meat, look for them this week. This is the time to do it. And we'll, you know, look forward to lobster and soft shell crab season pretty soon. Get some warm days. We'll start looking forward to that. We've got a break for a couple of messages here, and we'll be back at the table. You might use it if you feel better
when you get home. At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyde & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyde & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
If I can reach the stars, pull one down for you, shine it on my heart.
All right, we're back at the table here, Chef Bill's Table, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. So, what happened this week? Last week I went to an Angus beef cutting. My suppliers, we use certified Angus brand for our strip steaks and our burgers. Sometimes other the two that we commit to are the our burgers and the strips. Occasionally the rib or the ribeye, other cuts. thinking of actually going full certified Angus. Certified Angus program, you see it in the stores. Always more expensive, but the standards are much higher for the grading. I mean, this guy was, you know, old school. He literally broke down half a steer piece by piece with a handsaw and a couple of knives. It's pretty good. You know, good refresher. I've butchered for years. It's kind of a lost art. A lot of it, so much is done in the packing plant now, the portion. Well, it's easier to ship. It's safer. Things are cryovac'd. You don't have just, you know, loose stuff wrapped in paper, picking up all kinds of who knows what. So in that respect, it's nice, but still learning where all the cuts come from and seeing how they choose the select the product that they'll sell under their label. Very high quality product, and as I say, you will see it. It will be priced a little higher. A lot of the beef in this country is Angus influenced, but the certified Angus has to be at least 51%, and many other, there's grading standards, choice and select and prime. You see those are government grades, but these are separately from that. They have other standards on for very good consistency, the marbling. And what ends up happening, there's quite a few of these organizations out there that will select products, select beef for their standards, which leaves the regular choice kind of the lower end of what would make the grade. So sometimes, and there was a cry, you know, years ago for leaner grading, leaner beef. People didn't want all the fat in there, except, of course, the steakhouses have always used a well-marbled prime steak, and then we went through the time for a while with the Wagyu, the Kobe. Everybody was, that was all the rage. Stuff is like solid butter. But again, through breeding, that particular breed will hold the marbling a little more visibly. The Angus breed, the marbling's a little bit, it's more mixed into the meat there. You don't see the big white solid flecks there. The fat kind of melts into the meat, which is very good. So explaining, you know, how they select and everything like that. Of course, the producers, you're going to see quite a bit out there. But the term Angus is thrown around a lot. And again, truthfully, Angus is the breed that it's at least in most of the beef we eat. And if there's any at all in there, then, you know, they can say Angus or so-and-so's Angus. Or, you know, sometimes there's other Packers labels that, was it Sterling Silver and brands like that. There used to be Packers Choices out there. It was Armor Star brand and Swift Premium brand that were a little bit different than the government grades, supposedly something a little bit better. But Certified Angus is what we use, and if you want a treat and consistency, it's a good program. So anyway, especially the from the forequarter, the chuck, a lot of the times, you know, years ago, the shoulder meat is kind of tough, and you might see some pot roasts and things like that. But a lot of it was just ground up for chop meat. And now, of course, the producers are trying to merchandise different parts of the chuck as a more premium cut, things we could do for steak. So talk about steaks this week, some of the cuts to look for. And a couple of sauces. I find, I think, for the most part, let me discuss, you know, why people, even though there's people have great kitchens now and there's all kinds of great produce and great product and fresh seafood, you know, good markets out there, cooking shows, cookbooks, all kinds of ways to do it, and people still eat out a lot. And we think it's just the time. I think shopping, I mean, preparation time, unless you're making a long, slow braise or cassoulet or something, then that's kind of a one that doesn't have a lot of active time, but just you have to, yeah, it's one something to do when you're home for a few hours and just keep an eye on a roast or keep an eye on a pot on the stove. But it's the shopping. It's also knowing what to buy. Sometimes, especially with beef, you know, we say, well, it's just as easy to get some ground beef and mix it up with something and, you know, be done with it. Don't have to worry about it. And, you know, so for, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. There's many good things that can be made out of ground beef. But having beef as part of your diet, you know, I don't know, red meat was bad for a while, and now they say, well, it's not terrible, just, you know, watch the portions. And I think we kind of can reach the compromise. We have good supply out there, and it's probably, you know, the chances of eating a prime steak every night, you know, first of all, can we afford it? And also, is that really the best thing to do? No, obviously not. That's a treat. And actually, when I do steaks for my family, we'll take good big steaks and grill them and then slice them and serve them almost like a miniature roast. Nobody's getting this 1 pound of steak per person in front of them. You know, you go to a steakhouse, maybe that's what you go for, but you know, for most of us, we just have a few slices and kind of dress up the meal with vegetables and salads and other things. So, shopping, though, very difficult, and finding the right thing to use for the right recipe. You'll see sometimes, and again, it's part of merchandising, they'll say beef for kebab. Well, what is it really? It's nice-looking, lean cubes of beef, but what cut do they come from? And are they really going to cook up that well? What has to be on the label, of course, is what we call the subprimal, the area of the steer where it's from. So if it's from the chuck, it's from the front shoulder part. If it's from the rib, it's the upper part of the back, very tender. If it's from the loin, it's the lower part of the back. And then, of course, the round is the leg. And there's a couple of other minor cuts in there, too, but basically those are the major areas. So if something comes from the loin or the rib, chances are it's going to be something you don't have to mess with too much. It's also going to be more expensive. Coming out of the front quarter, the shoulder, that's, of course, exercised a lot, never mind walking, but grazing, that used to be, as I said, either ground meat or just pot roast meat, but there's a couple of muscles in there. The flat iron, which is the top blade steak, sometimes they're called braising steaks, sometimes they're called chicken steaks, but I think that was, they used to cut them across the piece, and there was a center inedible part, a little sinew in there. But if you can get a flat iron, it looks like actually a rectangle or a square. That's where the name comes from. It's really the second most tender cut. It lies in the top of that bone in the shoulder. That, you know, of course, there's no, that part isn't moving, so it's not so tough. The teres major is another small muscle. Looks like a small fillet tenderloin that comes out of there. That is another one to make good little medallions with. Again, these steaks, if you do cook them well done, they're still going to be a little chewy. If you cook them not beyond medium, you'll have a very good product. Sirloin, or top sirloin, I guess, is the one that gets kind of confused, because the top sirloin, if it comes from the loin, is going to be a little bit different than if it comes from the round. Now, the sirloin part of the round, of course, you think it really is all one muscle running through, but the muscle changes. As it gets towards the back of the animal, towards the leg, it's going to be a little leaner and a little, more exercised. So the knuckle roast is what it's called, or a sirloin tip out of the round, will be a little bit leaner and hence maybe not as flavorful as a sirloin out of the hip or the loin part. So watch that on the label. And again, it will reflect the price, but if you're looking for a little bit more tenderness or a little more fat in there, flavor, that's what you have to look for. We've got a break for news and a message, and then we'll be back. We'll go through some other cuts and then some ideas. I think what I'd like to do is offer, you know, some sauces. I think that's what happens sometimes. Instead of eating, you know, of course, with burgers, we put ketchup or barbecue or something like that. But having sauces on hand, or a good meat sauce, brown sauce, or a variation of that might help. Then you don't have to cook the meat too much. You just cook it simply, and then you have a nice sauce to go with it. Chef Bill's Table.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
Every one of us should have to just run through in our minds how we use water every single day to understand the pressures and the real pain that families are going through.
With the Michigan Party looming on Tuesday, both Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are calling for the resignation of Michigan's governor over the Flint water crisis. Bernie Sanders says Governor Rick Snyder should be held accountable for the water crisis in Flint, and both are calling for his resignation. Republicans and Democrats are praising Nancy Reagan, who died yesterday at the age of 94. Former First Lady Barbara Bush said Nancy was totally devoted to Ronald Reagan, and she takes comfort in knowing Nancy is being reunited with him. President Obama credits Mrs. Reagan with helping prepare him and Michelle Obama for the White House. The former First Lady will be laid to rest next to her husband of more than 50 years at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. Peyton Manning is calling it a career. The Denver Broncos are confirming that the two-time Super Bowl winner will announce his retirement at a news conference this afternoon. Manning will turn 40 later this month and has played 18 NFL seasons. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Chef Bill, let's see where we leave off. So, as I said, some of these cuts that you can find, if you can find the name of them on there, skirt steak is another one that you've got to remember. Some of these cuts, very small percentage of the carcass weight. So, even though they may not be prime cuts, they still, there's only a little bit of this stuff on the animal. Inside or outside skirt, the inside is a little bit better because it does not get exercised as much. It's down off the lower portion of the belly. The flank steaks, of course, were very popular for years. And they got a little, well, I think because of the export market, they got fairly pricey, but flank steak is very, very lean, if that's what you're looking for, and pretty adaptable. A lot of times we'll use that either for that London broil, you know, a sliced steak, and or for stir fry, very thin pieces. And again, be wary of recipe listing. So if you see beef for stir fry, you still want to make sure where it's from. A lot of times, because the round is, you know, of course, fairly large, look to merchandise some of those cuts. The London broil, sometimes you'll see it'll be a big slice of round steak, which really, London broil is a recipe where you cook steak medium rare and let it rest and slice it across the grain at a 45 degree angle and usually have some kind of sauce with it. Traditionally, it was made with flank steak, but stores will merchandise something as beef for London broil or beef for stroganoff. Stew beef, kind of an exception. Of course, look for that to come from the chuck. If that comes from the round, it's not going to have enough flavor. But that primal cut will always be on the label where it came from. To say London broil, you know, slicing across the grain is another, you know, we talk about tenderizing meat. Now there's ways to do it. Obviously, long, slow cooking will tenderize meat. Working with the knife, though, sometimes say you have a thick piece of meat and you want to cook it quickly, we'll slice it through called butterfly, slicing it parallel to the cutting board. And you have a thick, there's a tri-tip or a triangle. Very pronounced grain. And by the grain, I mean the lines. You'll see the lines, very distinct lines running through the meat. And when you're carving, you want to cut across those grain. You don't want to cut with them. If you look at a flank steak, very pronounced grain. Brisket has a nice pronounced grain to it, but if you look at a flank, it's long and the grain runs lengthwise. So when you're slicing that meat, whether before or after cooking, you want to go perpendicular to those lines that you see. Otherwise, you're going to just get strings. Now, again, the recipe, ropa viejo, the old ropes or old shirts, I guess, where you're braising the flank until it shreds, that's a different story. But, you know, long cooking, I mean, flank is so lean it doesn't really benefit from something like that. You want to keep it rare, medium rare. Skirt steaks, another one you can slice. The grain runs now across the short way of the steak, and these skirts are kind of long steaks, but you have to cut those in pieces and then, again, look for that grain and slice across it. If you slice with it, it's going to be chewy. It's not going to be terrible, but it's not going to be as nice as you'd like. So tenderizing, of course, dry aging or even cryovac aging, enzymes will tenderize the meat. And of course, if you're dry aging, you're losing moisture. Kind of, you know, the price reflects that. It costs money. As I said, we can tenderize by slicing the meat the right way. That's why sometimes even for stew or for beef and Guinness, what I'll do is I'll buy sections of chuck flap meat, or you can get sirloin flap, boneless short rib, and I'll cube the meat myself, because this way I get uniform size. Sometimes when you get the stew beef, it's all over the map. It's big pieces, little pieces. Some have a lot of fat. Some don't have any. I like to dice up my own for doing braises even. I like that consistency that I get. Another way to tenderize, of course, is marinate, which a lot of these cuts could benefit from that, especially the leaner cuts. And the way we're eating now, again, instead of, you're not eating a you know, a pound of steak. You're doing wraps, you know, tortillas, stir fries, having meat with a salad. And we see that in the restaurant, too. A lot of people will opt for that. You know, one of our, I mean, yes, we sell a lot, you know, prime rib and Jake steak, but the porterhouse salad with the tips of tenderloin and sirloin on there is really, it's a runaway item. People love it. So there's ways to have good quality, good tasting beef and not have to eat huge amounts of it. So marinating is what's often done, and we do that for tenderness or for flavor, and for flavor. And there's several ways to do this. We call this chemical tenderizing. So pineapple juice you'll see in Asian barbecue sauces, papaya juice, which we extract actually the meat tenderizing powder, the papain comes from that. But the papaya, not the nectar though, that's got too much sugar in it. But papaya or pineapple juice will do it. Soy sauce helps. All these things together kind of, you see where I'm going with this. Vinegar helps, or citrus vinegar. You have to be careful. It might, too long in the marinade, the meat might get a little bit mushy. Another process that I found was velveting, which I've heard of before. I wasn't really quite sure. For, I guess it's often done in Chinese restaurants. Baking soda will help. You have your meat thinly sliced. I know I used to marinate with a little cornstarch and sherry. You know, wine helps break it down. Our marinade, we use soy and orange juice. Orange juice is kind of a milder citrus, so you get the tenderizing, the flavor, but it doesn't break the meat down too much. That's kind of our favorite for chicken thighs or for our steak tips. But anyway, marinating could be a few hours, could be overnight, depending. Sometimes it's only maybe an hour if you've got a good tender piece already. But slicing the meat, let's say we're doing a stir fry. So we have flank steak, and the flanks maybe a round steak. And the round would be kind of lean, but if you're slicing it thin, slicing it across the grain, now we marinate it or velvet it, you know, or combination of both. As I said, I've done the cornstarch, and you could use the baking soda with a little bit of rice wine or sherry and soy sauce, and let the meat can sit for maybe an hour, and that'll help it. Help tenderize it. I know for bulgogi, the Korean barbecue, they use usually some kind of fruit juice in there, pineapple, or sometimes it's pear for flavor. But the pineapple, again, that teriyaki, that kind of, the flavor I'm talking about, and those work well. And again, it's good for flavor, but also for tenderizing. Now, the other way to do it would be, of course, to do a small roast and let it rest, and then slice the meat thinly. The eye round comes to mind on that. That's a tough one to do with steaks. They look like little fillet medallions, but trust me, it's a fairly tough cut. It's an exercise cut. It's from the leg. But you take that little round roast, it roasts nice and evenly. I do a nice black pepper rub on that. And because it's small, even if you sear it in a pan first to brown it and then finish it in the oven, take it out when it's rare to medium rare. You don't want to cook it beyond that. And then slice it across the grain very thinly. I mean, it's very lean, very healthy, and it will be tender when it's done like that. So again, working with the knife, working with tenderizing, cooking methods, if you wanted a nice sear on things, again, cast iron works for me the best. Unless the home broilers are tough, especially gas broilers. There's too much moisture in there. Very hard to get the meat to brown unless you've got a very, very thick steak. So we like the cast iron or your gas grill outside if you can crank it up all the way, if you have enough BTUs to do it. But otherwise, getting that sear is difficult. Now, I saw another method where people salt the steak fairly heavily with kosher salt. And what that does, of course, it draws out some of the moisture. And then the instructions say after you know, an hour, I guess an hour for every inch of thickness. It's almost like a dry cure. And I've done this before with meats and, of course, you know, with pork belly and with fish and things like that. And it draws moisture out of it prior to smoking. The less moisture, of course, the better it's going to preserve. So you salt the steak. So moisture comes out. Of course, you have to rinse off the salt and pat it dry again. But to me, that's accomplishing the same thing as dry aging. Dry aging, you're evaporating moisture out of the steak. And therefore leaving more of that, all that stuff behind is the fat and the flavor. So you can start with the piece, but if you're going to salt it, it makes sense chemically, and it's not going to really, you know, oversalt the meat, but you're ending up with the same results. So we do it with our Jake steak. We sear off the ribeye first and then let it rest, chill down, and then slice steaks. And the steaks are much more tender. They don't curl up when you hit the high heat. But there is a loss. There's a moisture loss in the end, so it's just kind of like our own quick dry aging process. Many things you can do, but actually purchasing is probably the most important thing, and then handling the meat or tenderizing it properly. And then we're going to run through a couple of basic sauces, because even if you're just doing a plain steak of any kind or sliced roast, you want a sauce to go with it. And if you have this little repertoire of sauces, then you'll be a hero. Chef Bill's Table.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Table winding down here, our friends Steely Dan. So tenderizing, so marinades, and again, there are many recipes out there. After a while, you'll kind of find your favorites. And the last, of course, tenderizing, which we more think of as with cutlets, is the mallet, the meat tenderizer. Sometimes they're metal, sometimes wooden. We have a device called a Jacquard that I use occasionally, not as a regular thing. We've tried sometimes if you're making a cube steak, let's say, and of course the butchers, they have a machine that you'll see, it's kind of bumpy, making a chicken fried steak. The Jacquard is very thin needles that you can press through small cuts of meat to break down some of the muscles, but that doesn't leave big holes. You still will get a little bit of moisture loss when you're cooking, but it's much better than like banging something with a hammer, because it doesn't really flatten it out too much. So if you like to play around, they're available online. They're small ones. We just have a handheld. I've worked in hotels where I've seen mechanical ones for tenderizing big, you know, large cuts of round or something for pot roast or for sauerbraten, and it does help. especially when you're taking a roast like that that needs to cook for a long time, and you want to make sure you want that guarantee. You'll see that sometimes steaks are pinned. They call it pinning or needling. I know restaurants can buy steaks like that, like cheaper cuts from maybe the hip or the round. And they'll be palatable. They just won't have the same flavor. They just don't have the fat content. So those kind of steaks, and your budget steak houses, places like that, they'll have them, you know, they'll needle them and then they'll marinate them. So a little bit of what we call pump, a little liquid goes in there, just like brining. And to add, you know, to add some moisture back in. And the price will reflect that. If you go to an inexpensive place for an inexpensive steak, that's probably, you know, if you notice if they're, you know, sometimes a little bit salty, that's unfortunately that's what happens. But, you know, it's a way to get, I guess, protein to the masses. But we can do better. And you don't really need all that salt. So for sauces, now what you need, of course, we teach the students in culinary the basic sauces. One of the mother sauces, you need a brown sauce. And you can actually call it an espagnol, which is a variation of your basic brown sauce. And you need stock. Now, making your own stock might seem daunting. Browning beef bones and simmering them for, you know, 5 or 6 or 7 hours. But even with broth, if you're using a low sodium broth, or sometimes there's liquids out there now too, and 50% reductions you can find. I think it was Perfect Additions or something like that. It was a product I saw years ago. But basically, even if you want to take regular brown broth, and I don't mean bouillon cubes, they're nothing but salt. But if you have some cans of brown stock or brown beef broth, you start with a little butter or oil, maybe a clove of garlic minced, a little bit of onion chopped, and a carrot chopped finely. So you're going to saute these in the butter or oil. Add some flour. Once the moisture is gone from the onions, you'll be able to tell the steam will stop. It'll sizzle a little bit. And you'll add some flour to this oil. I'd probably rather use oil than butter because you don't have the milk solids in there. Brown the roux. This is called a roux you're making with the vegetables in it. And you do it slowly. Make sure you stir it fairly often so it doesn't burn. If it burns, it's going to put that burnt flavor through everything. You have to throw it out and start over. So you brown the roux. You want it. It's going to get a little nutty brown, and that's, and you'll smell a different aroma off it. That's good. That's going to add flavor to your sauce. So 3 cups of brown stock or broth. You can use tomato puree, maybe 1/2 cup, or I like to do is put tomato paste in there, and actually in with the brown roux, I'll add the tomato paste and even saute that for a little bit. It helps, even though it's a cooked product, it helps release even more flavors. But you want that little bit of richness that the tomato gives. It helps the color and the mouthfeel. 1/2 teaspoon of dried thyme, 1/2 a bay leaf, a little bit of chopped parsley. You add your stock to the roux, whisk it, and of course you're going to have the vegetables things floating around in there. You want it to simmer it for a little while, although if you make a good brown roux, it'll get rid of some of that floury taste up front, and you won't have to simmer it as long. But you'll simmer for a little while and then strain it. Now, if you don't want to strain it, if you want to just, what I'll do is puree it. You won't have as clear a sauce. You can just take out the bay leaf and buzz the thing with an immersion blender and blend in the onion and carrot right into the sauce. You could strain it after that also. That would give you some of the benefit of that vegetable in there. So anyway, you'd end up with maybe almost 2 cups of, or a little more than 2 cups of what we call an espagnol sauce. And with this sauce, you can serve it as is. Check it for salt and pepper. You probably won't need any salt, but by adding the vegetables and tomato paste, it kind of alters that canned beef broth flavor. You've enriched it. You've added stuff to it. You've killed some of the salt by adding product to it. This could be a base for a red wine sauce, where you would just reduce some red wine and add it to the espagnol. Madeira or a Marsala sauce, and the fortified wines, you really don't have to reduce that much because they're already a very refined product. If you want to make a sauce Robert, you would start again with a little bit more onion, sautéed with white wine, put a little bit of sugar in there, pinch, and a little bit of Dijon mustard, and add the brown sauce to that. That's good with pork. If you want a Hunter-style sauce, red wine, tarragon, or white or red wine, a little bit of tarragon. You saute some butter and shallot and mushrooms and add that to the brown sauce. We do we call it our Hunter sauce. At Jake's, we do it with red wine. We start with bacon also. We put a little. We use it with the pork cutlets, so we like to start with a little bit of bacon, onion, the brown roux, tomato paste, red wine, and again, thyme and parsley. We'll add our broth or stock, and then we just kind of float the mushrooms in there and let them simmer so it traps all the juice. You could saute the mushrooms first, whatever you prefer. Now, a peppercorn sauce, and use the green peppercorns, could be done with some shallot and brandy, or a little brandy and white wine. And you could use your brown sauce or even just some good broth, but you could use your brown sauce for this. And again, a little bit of Dijon mustard. Have your green peppercorns. Drain them from the brine. Don't throw the brine in there. Some people like to puree them a little bit, but we like the peppercorns kind of floating there. And then you could add cream if you like to enrich this, or serve it as a brown sauce. A gorgonzola sauce, and actually you could do this just with your beef stock. Start with brandy, you know, shallots, and flame a little brandy to it. Again, brandy is going to give it a strong wine flavor. Put your beef stock in there and simmer it, and then thicken with some crumbled gorgonzola. A little cream if you like, but even just the blue cheese whisked in there would be good. So if you have that basic brown sauce, and what we'll do, we'll keep demi-glaze in the freezer, which is the reduced veal stock. But you could keep this brown sauce, put it in pint containers or whatever size you like, the good plastic deli containers, and save them in the freezer. And whenever you need a sauce, you have it. I think that's what stops people sometimes. They have everything, and then, oh, I want something more. But there's also sauces like a chimichurri, a nice herb sauce, for example, that would go very well on steak. And parsley with a little garlic or onion, the olive oil, vinegar. It's mainly parsley. It's like a parsley pesto, if you want to think of it that way. A little dried oregano. You could do this with a little arugula in it. You could do it with a little cilantro if you like. Waste, and this is another herb sauce. As long as it's covered with oil, it's going to hold up for several days. You make this sauce, and then just like a pesto, could be frozen easily, but if it's covered with oil in a sealed container, it will hold up for a few days. Just bring it back to room temperature before you use it. And I think that's it. Enjoy your beef with a salad, or is it, we had people, yes, they wanted stir-fried vegetables and a little grilled steak tips on top. You know, nice meal. But it doesn't just have to be meat and potatoes. Potatoes could be there somewhere, but, you know, with your wedge of lettuce or grilled romaine or a Caesar, a little sautéed beef bits or a sliced steak would be a great way to go. Nutritious and not, you're not getting too much of the bad stuff, and very tasty. So we're going to sign off.